Mrs. Salt went down with my
swayed by four.
Is wearing a little top.
You're listening to improvised stories created on the spot by listeners like you. Welcome to the Snack Track.
Once upon a time, in the esteemed kitchen of Chef Greller, there lived a salt shaker.
Hello.
And a pepper shaker.
Howdy do.
They were married.
Yes, we like each other.
Most of the time.
One day, Mrs. Salt went out to go and check around the kitchen because she had many friends.
La 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 la.
When
la,
she
la,
didn't
la.
Come back an hour later, Mr. Pepper began to worry.
I'm so worried.
Mr. Pepper started wanting to look everywhere.
I want to look everywhere.
He looked in the oven,
yep.
In the fridge.
You betcha.
And in the floorboards.
Oh, not the floor.
Mr. Pepper visited the fridge, but he had many, many enemies there.
Like a lot.
Every single time that he passed anyone, he always made them sneeze. Mr. Pepper passed Mrs. Milk.
Yes.
Mrs. Milk shouted at him, said, What are you doing here?
You're a condiment.
You don't belong here.
You don't belong here.
Mr. Pepper shouted back, I don't even know why people drink milk. Water's so much better.
What?
Mrs. Milk jumped off the fridge and fell onto the floor. And she screamed, No! You made me run.
I'm so embarrassed.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes. No use crying over me. Go find your salt.
Mr. Pepper didn't see Mrs. Salt anywhere in the fridge, so he moved on.
Toodles.
He made sure that he would check the stove next because she's often used to salt something before putting it in the oven. So he checked in the oven and he saw some crumbs at the bottom.
Oh, great.
They all shouted at him.
You're so peppery. You always make us sneeze.
Yeah, that's just how I am, Mr. Pepper replied. Now, have you seen Mrs. Salt?
No.
They said, no, not recently.
Yeah, not recently.
But why should you care? And Mr. Pepper said, I'm looking for her. And the crumbs replied, good for her, she finally left.
What a crummy thing to say.
Sorry, it's kind of what we do.
Mr. Pepper felt sad. He's alone. What's pepper without salt? Mr. Pepper finally decided that he would check one more place.
The floorboards.
An unusual place, yet he still decided that this was the best place where she would be.
Here we go.
Mr. Pepper knew about this hole in the floorboards that was chewed out by mice.
Gross.
So he walked down there and he jumped through the hole. He hit the ground with a giant crash. A little bit of him had broken off.
Ouch.
In the darkness, he could see little white grains. So he followed them. And he saw Mrs. Salt. And she had a little piece of her broken off, too.
Ouch.
Mrs. Salt said, I'm so glad you found me. Everybody was being so salty when I was asking for you. Everybody was being so salty to me, too. But not as salty as you. And they laughed together.
Pepper.
They had found each other. Now, their only problem was, how do they get back up? But at least they were together. He was no longer alone.
I may add flavor, but she enhances it.
Thank you, Solomon, for stepping into our sound booth and creating that story. If you would like the Star Stuff sound booth to come to your town, or school, or library, or neighborhood block party, please email us at starsnacktrack@gmail.com. That's starsnacktrack@gmail.com. Bye-bye.